first topic was the most popular, and it was about networking, and is about sort of, I think I surmised it from different people's emails or questions around, well, why should I network? Maybe what are the goals of networking? What is really networking about? And then a lot of questions about, well, how do I do it? How do I do it with senior leaders? How do I make it regular? How often do I reach out? And so before I kind of launch into some thoughts about this, does anyone want to make a comment about why they want to learn about this? Or, you know, I think I have some questions that I think you guys sent in, but let me read this one. Like some people, I find myself extremely motivated to reach out when I'm looking for a new job, but things are sailing smoothly at work. I seem to lack the motivation or the goal to start networking. So I know networking is more effective when one doesn't need it at the moment, right? So I would like to open the floor with just the first question. And this is more just, there's no wrong answers. Like, why should you network for your career development? What are all those reasons why you should network? You can just either throw it out or.
So I can start. In my view, networking is very important for your career development. Yes, ultimately we cannot achieve what we want alone, and we're gonna need some people in our network to support us. In some cases, we're gonna be able to learn from some of the people in our network, and in some cases, we have to pick some key players that can influence our career, kind of sponsors. And I think that's the critical part of networking, you know, building relationships, but also look on your network and kind of rank the people in the network and see also who can sponsor you in the future.
Great. No, I totally agree. We can learn from some people. We can build a relationship so they can help us influence work, or perhaps mentor us. What else?
I think it's also helpful for us to understand that, I mean, networking isn't just focused to the area or the segment you're working on. So it's helpful to expand your horizon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so part of learning, sort of learn not just about your particular expertise, but expand kind of your world view, I would say.
It's not only about getting a job or trying to get a job, right? It's about learning about from their experience. You never know what people have to offer, and based on the experience, you can learn about what you're working on and about that too. More.
Yep. So you can learn a little bit about what they might be doing that you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or a different industry you have no actual understanding of. So back to learning. And, yeah, a lot of people talk about networking as synonymous to I need to find a job, and now I'm going to network. That is almost a common mistake, because now you want something. It's purely transactional almost, and you have to recognize you're dipping into the relationship well and you're asking people for favors to help you. That actually isn't usually what's called networking. That's just called getting a new job.
Yes.
Networking happens, and why you do it is you want to build that relationship bank before you need it. I think this is what I think, Liv, you talked about in your email as well. And you understand that. So what else is the reason to network? I'm going to push a little bit because those are all good ones.
I like to consider the alternative. So if the alternative is you don't network, guess what's going to happen? Not a lot.
Right. Okay. How do you build? So right now you're learning. You want people. There's still a take aspect on how you're thinking about networking. But networking, really how you build relationships, is also about how you look for opportunities to give. No matter what position you're in, you already have a set of skills, a set of knowledge, a set of networks. So one of the reasons people network, or how you build actually like sustainable relationships, you look for opportunities to help others.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you help them, guess what? When you ping them 6 months, 6 years later and say, hey, I see that you got a job there, you might tell me more. People remember that. Most people are very human, right? They remember somebody who helped them out when they needed it. And that could happen also when, you know, if they reached out to you for a job at this place, for our group, and you decided, okay, I'm just going to help them regardless.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pay it forward in some ways, or pay it back kind of thing. So contributing to the person you network with in some way could help, and it could be very little,
yeah,
or it could be very, you know, substantial, and you actually never know when that gets back at you, but that is actually more networking because you're kind of building goodwill out there.